understand the musical talent of Latin jazz pianist Nachito Herrera, one must understand a little bit about the tradition of music in Nachito's home country of Cuba. At age 7, Herrera traveled to Havana from his hometown of Artemisa to enter music school.
They said, like, when I was 2 or 3 years old, even on my birthday, they always buy me some toys, some gifts, and I kind of pay attention for a little bit to them. But later on, you know, an hour or 2 later, I would just look into the beautiful Steinway piano we used to have at the living room of our house.
Cuban music schools are serious business. They study in the European classical tradition, piano and violin, before choosing the instrument of their choice. It takes nearly 16 years for students to get their doctorate degree before choosing that instrument. Along the way, students are expected to learn about theory, orchestration, instrumentation, plus all the practice. One of Nachito's favorite pieces of music is by legendary Cuban composer Lecuona, to whom Nachito has paid tribute to. Now living in the United States, Nachito, or Nacho as he is affectionately called by his wife and others, enjoys success as one of the best Latin jazz musicians in the country and, of course, here in Minnesota, where Nachito says he very much enjoys living.
Well, I have to be honest with you, Minnesota, it is one of the most nice, strict audience I have been playing in my life. But I definitely remember the first time I performed with the Minnesota Orchestra. When I get into the orchestra hall and I start to hear the orchestra rehearsing the piece I was supposed to play with them, I thought it was a recording. I have to be honest with you.
Nachito Herrera first came to the Twin Cities in 1996 when he was on tour with Cubanismo, the legendary orchestra started by trumpet player Jesús Alemany. In 1999, he was scheduled to tour the United States again with Cubanismo, Buena Vista Social Club, and the Afro-Cuban All-Stars. All shows were sold out, but it fell through because of visas. Eventually, Nachito did come to Minnesota, and he stayed.
You know, that has been the same way for the last 12 years. I don't think nothing is going to change. I hope that, you know, the music community in Minnesota like what I have been doing. And I really would like to stay. You know, it is a wonderful state, and as soon they like my music, and I would like to keep playing and supporting any kind of program in terms of music is around for sure.
Since then, he's gone on to work with many musicians, including Maurice J. Cox, produced records on the Dakota Jazz label with Lowell Pickett, one of his biggest supporters. He's now a regular at the Dakota Jazz Club. After working with talented musicians in Cuba and all over the world, including his teacher, Ruben Gonzalez, from the Buena Vista Social Club, Nachito says he feels fortunate to work with so many talented musicians here in Minnesota. He's also committed to working with younger musicians to help them develop their talents. Nachito is passionate about working with the Minnesota Youth Symphony director, Manny Laureano.
The kids adore him because he's got this wonderful outward personality. He knows what to say to them. He knows when they're being unnecessarily shy. And he just kind of pounds on the piano and says, "Come on. I know what you got." So this guy is what you refer to as a complete musician. He's not only someone, he's not just a pianist. He's somebody that knows about so many things. So as I say, we hit it off right away.
I have to be honest with you, I almost like to play, or I almost played a Manicero in all my concerts, because it is, like I said, you know, it is kind of part of our national anthem in Cuba. It is identifying my country musically, so, and the people really like it, so, and it's really fun for me to play. So, like I said, I just come to the Dakota and I will play the Manicero for you.
As Nachito prepares for a show at the Ordway called A Night in Havana, he'll be looking back to Cuba's rich musical and social traditions. To create something that is part Cuban and part Minnesotan, but all jazz. For KFAI, I'm Allison Herrera.
10,000 fresh voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.